This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
617-931-1234. I want you to call in and tell me, what is the biggest stack of cash you've ever held? Maybe it was at a casino. You know, you were going to the casino on a Monday night and just had a big stack of cash. Or maybe you sold something, got a big stack of cash. I once held $5,000, Kennedy, when I sold my DJ equipment leaving Germany. I think that's the biggest stack of cash I've ever held. Go ahead.
My mom's Tuckies, probably.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of dollars all over the house.
It's like, what is this?
617-931-1234. Kennedy, tell us about the stack of cash you had last night.
Well, so I went on my date.
Right.
You know, after the date that wasn't a date that turned into a date.
Yes.
And we made actual date plans. So we went to the Encore Casino, which is lovely.
First time there?
Second date, too.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. Yeah, first time I ever went there.
Yeah, I haven't been.
So we go and have a drink first. And I have to tell him that I can't find my debit card anywhere. I don't know where the hell it is. Because, of course, when I'm going on vacation, why would I need a debit card?
Right.
So, and I was just going to be like, you know, can I borrow like $100 and I'll pay you back? Like, no big deal, because whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we're grown-ups. It's fine. And he's like,
this sounds like a scenario that has happened to you 1,000 times before.
Losing my debit card? Absolutely.
No. Going out on a date with a guy and then you get there and the guy's like, oh, I forgot my debit card.
So, right.
The roles are usually reversed.
This whole date, he paid for everything, like opens doors. Like, do you know what I mean? This
right.
is nice.
This is throwing you off your game.
Oh, way off my game. So he goes, yeah. And then he just takes money out of his pocket and he goes, here. And he gave me $1,000.
Are you kidding me?
$100 bills. And that was just a little bit off the top.
Who carries $1,000?
Like cold hard cash.
I've never had $1,000 cash.
He does.
Other than that one
time. And I'm thankful. So I'm holding this money and I'm like,
is his name Richie Rich?
I'm like, I'm not going to take this. And he goes, it's fine.
So
we go to the, he wanted to play slots first. And he goes to the high roller slots, which are like $5 a pull. And so if you're playing all the, it's like $50 a pull.
For
like,
one. Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So I sit down.
I'm usually playing the penny slots.
Me too. Yeah, he goes, don't say you're playing penny slots. I'm like, no.
No. I would never.
Do you know how far I could go with this money? It's penny slots.
I could be here for a week.
So I play, I lose. I move because I feel like I'm giving him bad luck. I play, I lose. And then I was like, can we, let's move.
Yeah.
So then we went down and shot craps for a while. And at this point, I'd given him the money back.
Right.
Like, I'd spent like $200 and I gave him the money back. But then I just kept taking his chips and putting them in my little thing to play.
Right.
And then we played blackjack. And I'm going to be honest with you, I have no idea if we won or lost. I don't remember. Like,
it didn't like, cross up. Your mind to say, did we win or lose?
Mm-mm.
So you were gambling with $1,000 and was not keeping track of what was going on.
I gave back like $700 to him, and then he was putting the money down for the chips and stuff, and I just would take his chips. We were a team, and I threw very well on the craps. I made a lot of people a lot of money.
Sevens.
Got him, shooter. Anyway, it was a pretty good date, I'm just going to say.
Wow.
I'm just rattled, truly.
Yeah, I texted Annie and I'm like, you're not going to believe what just happened.
Some guy just gave me $1,000.
Some guy.
So did you guys make third date plans?
Sort of. Yes. We didn't, make concrete plans, no, because by the time I left, it was very late. I needed to go home and go to bed.
Yeah, we turn into a pumpkin at 11, I understand.
11. 2 dates, 11 o'clock. It's
wow.
Gotta stop the madness.
I love this. I don't know what you're talking about.
I like painting the town red, Kennedy.
I do, too. And he's just the nicest fella, so.
Right.
It's nice to go on a date. And
I had Jamie on the phone, but I lost her.
Oh.
Jamie used to work at a bank and would have bricks of $10,000 all the time at work.
Yeah,
and they used to play hot potato with them after it closed.
That's so awesome. I love it so much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.